Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Always.
Folks, he's back. You've been waiting for the return of the Wicked Planet host, Ron from New England. And really happy to be able to do this with you, man. I figured I really wanted to reach out to someone that has seen these commercials, watched TV like I used to watch TV when I was a kid. You know, some people just don't even watch TV and don't get commercials anymore. And then you go back and watch something with commercials and you kind of missed it the whole time. So first of all, what's going on with you, Ron?
Oh, no, just been real busy. The show's been busy. I've been making a lot of appearances like this.
Hell yeah.
And trying to research for some of the series I'm working on.
Nice.
And trying to learn how to use TikTok,
which I know
is the evil Satan, right? But
no, I mean, I think that there's just a ton of bots on there. I think like 90% of the people on there are bots.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree 100%. I've got one post. And I don't know how many followers I got. And you go and just look at all the followers. They're like,
well, I know there's some people that have like 3,000 Instagram followers and then like 400,000 damn TikTok followers. You know, it's like that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
But, and I'm going to be referencing actually something you kind of teed me up perfectly here, but I'm going to move into that in just a second. So, what Ron and I are going to do here today, I think is going to be pretty fun. And the visuals are going to be available on Patreon. And if you want this, are you doing a Patreon yet, Ron?
I have it all set up. And I just got to finish my banking information on it, basically. And then okay. I got to make some content for it. So, sure. So yeah, it's almost there.
Well, hey, if you want to use the visuals for this as well, I have a way where you can do it without setting up a Vimeo account. So you don't have to pay an extra $100 a year for it. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of these old commercials, whether they be like controversial, kind of funny in like a sexist way, you know, because all these commercials in the 60s and 70s were bad, dude. So we're going to go through all these and kind of like just analyze them briefly. I've got a bunch of cigarette commercials. I got a bunch of like Illuminati reference commercials. I've got the first commercial that was aired after JFK was shot, which is very hypnotizing and strange. And I have no idea what Ron's got. So that's kind of what you're in for today in this episode. And I like to do this with everyone, even though most of my audience knows about you, Ron. Plug your stuff right up front here because of the attention span, because of said TikTok and things like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. So Instagram, Ron from New England. Come and follow my page. Check it out. I usually post some pretty funny stuff on there. And also, the Wicked Planet podcast has a page on Instagram. So check that out. The Wicked Planet podcast is once a week. Sometimes I throw a bonus episode in, and you can find us wherever you get your podcast. Anywhere you can find A Dangerous World, you can find The Wicked Planet, except for Patreon. That's not quite ready, but we'll get there. But yeah, Spotify, Apple, Google, Podbean, Podverse, Podcast, what is it, Pocket Cast? I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, there's too many.
So yeah, we're out there, so come check it out. See if you like what we got.
Yeah, and you guys are doing great stuff over there. You and
thanks.
The Buckley. I like how I get the Sexy Beast shout out every once in a while, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's kind of his thing.
And he sells it too. It sounds like he's really turned on when he's saying Sexy Beast and he's just screaming it out, so it's nice.
Yeah, he makes me wonder sometimes, but that's okay.
Me too. And I've never met the guy, but he's a really fun dude. So yeah, you're up to some great stuff over there, and like I said, I think this is going to be a really fun episode, but you mentioned TikTok there. Have you heard of the 50 Cent Army?
No.
So this is fascinating, and it ties right into what we're doing because you know how a lot of us are kind of thinking, some of us more than others, but you know that there are the idea of controlled opposition and this idea where this seemingly organic forming podcast or TV show or media personality that's kind of like on the outskirts, in the fringe of media, you know, Joe Rogan types, Alex Jones, smaller shows too, right? Now, this 50 Cent Army is a Chinese idea, and the idea comes from any Chinese kid or citizen posting pro-Chinese propaganda in any country gets 50 cents per post, right?
Oh, wow. That's a ton of money for them.
Well, it is a lot of money for Chinese people, for sure. And then, but I mean, think about if you're constantly just promoting China all the time, you would be getting 50 cents pretty regularly. And all that it is a post, and we post all the time. Some people post thousands of times a day. Now, what's interesting is that the United States has its own version of this, supposedly, and there's between 400,000 and 2 million people that are on the 50 Cent Army of China. There's not much known about the American version. But it's very interesting that meme accounts potentially are doing this kind of stuff. And it's basically the name may not be 100% accurate, but it's nice to put a name on one of these entities that may be subliminally promoting some sort of agenda without us knowing at all. And it just seems like an organic conversation.
Yeah. And I think that's mostly what most advertisement is too, right? 100%. I mean, their job is to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it takes to do that. And the other thing is now it's getting your eyes locked to the screen.
Yeah.
And that's where these, this Chinese thing's got to be. I mean, that must be their angle, right? But they get you to, you know, lock it. Like you say, meme accounts. I mean, I follow a bunch of those, you know, because it's a lot of it's pretty funny. I mean, it's actually really funny. But the thing is, if they can do that in a way, to push Chinese propaganda, which a lot of accounts that, you know, we don't know where they're coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could be coming from China and we're just mindlessly following them because, you know, we don't really think about that.
Well, the idea here too is like, it doesn't necessarily need to be 50 cents per post. That's just like the clearest information that we have. And I was watching all kinds of CIA videos and stuff on this. And I mean, it could be someone is just out there promoting funny things, seemingly like brainless material. And then when something like the Ukraine war happens, this goofy meme account is suddenly political and they're on the side of Ukraine, even if it's just for a post or two. But you're thinking the whole time, dude, these guys are hilarious. It's funny. I like what they're promoting. What a cool group of people to hang out with if I ever got the chance. Oh, they're on Ukraine's side. Well, I guess I better be on Ukraine's side, too, because I agree with their comedy. Right. Now, the idea of most advertisement, it's selling products and ideas, right? Or products and services. But I think that the most important thing now is selling ideas, making people think a certain way. And we're going to see that right now. But when I start going through some of this stuff, dude, I'm going to share my screen with you. When I start going through some of this stuff, I go down some rabbit holes, unfortunately. And I wanted to see if you'd ever seen this. This first video doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but it is the CIA, and it's some pretty interesting information from the 70s. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear this when it starts playing.
All right. Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for killing people?
William Colby presenting a gun. Right, that's not William Colby there. CIA presenting a gun. Soap on it.
Don't point it at me.
And William Colby describes what's going on.
Mitch, can you roll that over? Roll
it. Now, does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. The rest of it is what is practically a normal .45, although it's special. However, it works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
So that when it fires silently?
Almost silently, yes. Very little.
Range does it have?
It's 100 meters. 100 meters, I believe, about 100 yards, 100 meters.
About 100 meters range.
Right.
And the dart itself, when it strikes the target, does the target know that he's been hit and about to die?
That depends, Mr. Chairman, on the particular dart used. There are different kinds of these flechettes that were used in various weapon systems, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, you know, would that be something like the precursor to the what they call the heart attack gun?
I think that's exactly
that we know
what
that the Russians, right? The Russians use that. That's a pretty common thing for KGB agents to use as a heart attack gun. So that's undetectable.
Yeah. And I mean, quiet 100 range, which is farther than you get out of a normal pistol. So I'm wondering if that's like accurate 100 yards, right? I mean, 100? You can't shoot a 45.
Ryan, that's 300 feet.
Yeah, you can't shoot a 45 that far accurately.
300 feet's a long ways.
For a little pistol, right?
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, a rifle, it's no problem, but like an AR-15 or a 270, or like whether it's high powered or just like a, you know, more tactical type of a gun.
Or a 22.
22 even could probably get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. So, yeah, I wanted to see what you have. But again, since we're looking into the CIA stuff, I don't think that we can start without sharing a nice little woke CIA ad. And some of you might remember this. But since we are talking about commercials and the CIA does dabble in commercials a lot, this is very important. And her message is not that of protecting the country and its interests.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. The line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all. At 17, I had no idea what life would bring, but Zora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. Nothing about me was or is tragic. I am perfectly made. I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other. I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. I am educated, qualified, and competent, and sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons. And I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance. I am proud of me, full stop. My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA. I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are. Know your worth. Command your space. Mija, you're worth it.
Man. You're worth it, Mija.
Yeah, you know what? And okay, so something just struck me, right?
What's that?
How many of these big booty Latina influences?
Oh, I love them. I love them.
But on Instagram or TikTok, how do we know they're not CIA agents?
I mean, yeah.
Fits. Hey, dude, she's a good looking lady.
Yeah, she's not bad.
You can tell she's got the big Latina big booty.
There's something about it. There's something, and this is my favorite part of the city that I live in, of Tucson, Arizona. They are literally a dime a dozen out here. Okay, they're running around.
Ryan, do you remember we did a whole segment on that particular video like months and months ago?
Did we?
Yeah, we did, and we did it when we were Alex Stein was hosting us.
Nice.
And we were all on that show when we were talking when that video first came out. And we talked a lot about it then, because that was right when they were doing a lot of advertising and recruiting for the CIA, like right after the beginning of COVID, like about six or nine months in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which just adds to the PSYOP, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's very, I mean, it's wild. And I mean, what is that supposed to tell people? It's telling people that, you know, protecting the country and doing your job, which is what we're told the CIA does. Now we know better. But what they're telling us is that it's more important to feel safe working for the CIA or working anywhere for that matter, rather than just getting your job done. I say that feeling safe is a close second to getting the job done. Sometimes people do. And that doesn't mean that women should be sexually harassed on the job, but I don't think that that happens very often. It used to happen a lot in the 60s and 70s, maybe the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't happen that much anymore, man. And maybe it is because we're holding people accountable for it and stuff, but I don't think that should be advertised. That should actually kind of be behind the scenes. And I think most men understand that, you know, you can't talk to a woman like they're a piece of meat anymore, you know?
Well, you shouldn't anyway.
Sure.
I'm old school. I was raised old school, and you were always to respect women.
Sure.
No, because it was more in tune to how did you respect your mom,
mm-hmm.
or your aunts or your grandmother or whatever. You just didn't get out of line.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be any different with just any female on the street. I mean, that's just my take on it.
No, yeah, you're right, dude.
I mean, I think that we have a lack of masculine, what is it?
Masculinity?
Yeah, well, what was the term? What's the term that they're using now?
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I think we need more of that.
Yeah.
But you can do it. You can do it and be respectful to women, too, because, you know, I mean, we can't survive with a nation of soy boys.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think that soy boys are more often the types of people that are abusive to women if there isn't this coalition of people that are going to hold them accountable and make them, call them misogynistic. These people don't care about abusing women. They just don't want to be called misogynistic. That's all that it is. So, yeah, man, let me know when you want to share one of yours, because I've got quite a few here. Where should we start, dude? I've been going in on Taco Bell quite a bit lately.
I saw your post earlier.
Yeah, and I don't know if you'd seen this one, Ron. I'm going to share with you something pretty interesting here when it comes to Taco Bell, because if I can get this damn thing to stop playing by itself. But yeah, so here we go. I'm going to share my screen with you, and you will see the Taco Bell Illuminati commercial, which I don't know if you remember this or seen this before. Have you seen this?
I don't know.
Here we go.
There's a powerful connection between the dollar and Taco Bell, because it unlocks a world of 20 decadent menu items from breakfast to late night for just a dollar each. 20 items for a dollar. 20 steps on the pyramid. Who's really behind this? Is it the Illuminati or the Bell-Illuminati? Experience the power of the dollar at Taco Bell.
That's pretty crazy, right?
At Taco Bell, the dollar gets you access to more.
This is just an extended version.
Like the new $1 stacker with lavish layers of seasoned beef and melty cheese. But how can all these layers only cost a dollar? Something's not stacking up. Is the $1 stacker reserved for a secret society or just anyone with a dollar? The answer is yes.
Do you think they're just giving a dig on conspiracy theorists?
I think so, man. But like, people were getting upset about it. Like, there was some like high level, journalist that was talking about the CIA and the Illuminati, and they were criticizing Taco Bell for making light of it. And I mean, I actually think it's pretty funny. But then once you start looking into the symbolism within that bell, someone even made the connection of like the Glocka, the Nazi bell, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of fun. I mean, that one's more of a goofy one, right? But there are some very, very interesting ones. My prized commercial I will share with you later here, but you are able to share your screen if you would like to do so.
Yeah. Well, what I had, Ryan, is I went out and looked at, now you got to remember, at my age, I remember a lot of these commercials.
Yeah.
You know, when television was in its infancy, I mean, I don't remember when I started watching television, but it was probably mid to late 60s.
Okay.
You know, when being sexist was like normal. Yeah. Always talking down to women. Women belong in the kitchen. And I mean, it is some, and I don't want to sound too sexist here, but I mean, that is one of the angles that I kind of wanted to talk about, is how they used advertisement to make women believe, kind of like the feminist movement. Like, so they wanted women to believe that, okay, why are you home? You should be out working. You don't need to rely on a man, mm-hmm. which we know was the whole psyop to get women to go to work so that they could pay taxes.
Yeah.
And when they were at work and the kids had nobody to watch them, then the kids were put in, you know, daycare centers, YMCA, boys and girls clubs.
Or they were whatever. Home alone.
Or in school where they could be like indoctrinated by the state at that point. And that's how I think they used a lot of advertising for their agenda to break up the nuclear family. I know maybe it's a stretch, but I don't really think it is.
No, I think that you're right on base there. For yeah. sure. The chef does everything but cook. That's what wives are for. More Dr. Okay, Smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Yeah, I got the actual TV commercial for that too.
Okay, so I just want to touch on this real quick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to pause the video, but I'm going to leave it up there so people can still see it. But okay, so more Dr. Smoke Camels than any other cigarette, right?
Yeah.
So this, of course, is way back when it was all the Before Stop Smoking campaign,
mm-hmm.
right? And I mean, I smoke, you know? I mean, I'm on the road to quit, but I'm just not ready for that yet.
Sure.
But the thing is, okay, so for them, and I brought this in because of how they're using doctors now to push the you know what, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, so if the viewer like says, well, a doctor says it must be okay. Mm-hmm. Right? So you got here you know, Smoke Camels, and that's not the only one, right? So let's go a little further.
On the bottom it says your T zone will tell you T for treat and T for taste.
Yeah. This one is funny. The best things come in cellophane. Could you imagine a baby trying to breathe wrapped up in cellophane?
Yeah, it's a stork holding a baby in a cellophane bag.
Here's another one that shows. Let me. I wonder if I can turn this down without you, so you can still hear me. Can you hear me okay, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's what I wanted to go over right here. Another one. Because it's a pharmaceutical. Look at the pharmaceutical brand. It's Bayer.
Yeah, that's German.
Right? Okay, yeah. It was basically IG Farben in the beginning.
Sure.
But Bayer Pharmaceutical brought us the aspirin, right? And, you know, and everyone, oh, take your Bayer aspirin. That was the whole campaign when I was younger. You know, take your Bayer aspirin. They used to have Bayer children's aspirins, chewables or whatever. But check this out. It is cheapest specific for the relief of bronchitis, whooping cough, and it's heroin hydrochloride, which is just straight up heroin.
Hey, so gotta this, do what so, you gotta do.
Well, you know, I always wondered who was the dude that figured out how to make heroin. It was the Nazis. Of course, they had to make a lot of synthetic things, right? For the troops, pain killing,
sure,
morphine. The Germans invented morphine. Of course, that's based from heroin, right?
Essentially heroin, yeah. So is Oxycontin,
yeah.
Opiates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Opiates, right? So, but Bayer is also the company that made Zyklon B.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the supposed to have been a pesticide, but it was used to gas the concentration camp people.
Yeah.
So I thought that one was kind of interesting.
And it's crazy that these companies are able to stay in business today and get a lot of government money.
Tons of government money. Bayer is huge.
Mm.
Bayer bought out Monsanto. How big is that? So now they're the biggest poisoner, like in the world.
Yeah, right,
let's play a little more.
Yeah, this is good.
Actually, I'm gonna turn the sound down on YouTube a little
sure.
bit.
This flat tire needs a man, but
oh, here's another one saying there's no man around and the weak female can't change her own tire. And this must have been before AAA, right?
Unfortunately, this is kind of true, though. I've had to help many women help change their tires.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
yeah.
that there are women out there that can change tires, but...
Okay, what is the next one here? I just want to skip over a few. If your wife can't cook, don't divorce her. Keep her for a pet and eat at our place.
Aren't these funny, though? I mean, can't we joke about this? Oh, nice. I like this one.
Okay. So here's little Johnny. Actually, I'm going to turn the sound right off of YouTube. We don't need it.
Okay.
Here's little Johnny. He's wearing his jockeys.
Yeah.
Which, you know, too much information, but I'm a briefs guy. Jockeys are fucking suck.
You wear tiny whities?
Well, they're not white. They're mostly black, blue, gray, shit like that. But I wear Hanes.
I'm a Hanes man.
Okay. But look what Johnny's got in his hand.
He's packing heat.
Little Johnny's got himself a six shooter, which was commonplace in the day.
Sure.
Which was totally commonplace. I had toy guns all over the place, which I think later in this video, when we get to one, was the absolute most wanted toy as a kid. Now, when I was a kid, we used to play army all the time. Mm-hmm. Every kid in the neighborhood, we would get together. It was about like 10 of us. We would all split up and we would go out at night and do this and do like night ops. We would split up our teams into two equal parts. One team would go out into the woods and hide and wait to ambush us. And our job was to go into the woods at night in pitch black, no flashlights, nothing, find them. And if we could find them before they saw us, well, then we got to take them prisoner.
Nice.
We had some really cool games when we were kids, and it was totally fine.
Yeah.
But I thought this one was interesting. So let's see what else we got.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Here's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Now,
Marlboro cigarettes.
Here's Marlboro cigarette advertising. It says, "You're darn tootin', my dad smokes Marlboro. He knows a good thing."
And it's a tiny baby. It's an infant.
And it's a little baby who looks to be like maybe 3-4 months old.
Yeah, not even a year. Far from a year.
My dad smokes Marlboro. It's totally fine. Smokes them around me. Hey, when my mom was pregnant with me, she smoked and drank. And I'm perfectly fine.
Where does it say that?
What? No, I said that.
Oh,
no.
I thought that it actually
said... me in real life. My mom smoked and drank when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, yours really did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, drink a 30 pack a day. But okay. So here's another one. We got Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
Smoking Lucky Strikes.
Yeah.
Luckies are easy on my throat. Luckies are easy on my throat. There is no finer tobaccos than those used in Luckies and Luckies exclusive process.
I found out from the commercials that they toasted their tobacco, which made it taste smoother, according to them. Because I've got a lot of cigarette commercials that we can play later, too, that are good.
So there's a couple of the cigarette ones, but there's some other good ones that are coming up here.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh.
And these are printed ads, mostly. So I like how you found a lot of printed ads, because I did, like, more commercials on TV.
Well, I've got some of those, too.
Okay.
But I was going for a little bit more older, kind of like in print ads. Now here's an interesting one here. She doesn't care. And they got some dude in a lab coat spraying down a hot chick.
Yeah,
spraying like down it. Up in her titty area.
Yeah.
With water. And she says, "Oh my God, that feels so good."
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And this is about selling oil.
It has nothing to do with that.
So they're using sex, because we all know sex sells, right?
It sure does.
Yeah. So and then we have
oil and water don't even mix, so that's stupid.
So this next one here is this is the chick that can't she's using deodorant, but she says it's not working because her boss hasn't asked her out to lunch yet.
Do we want to put volume on this one? We have to rewind it a little bit.
But my boss still hasn't asked me. You're absolutely right. It's neat and quick, and it goes on dry. It did make me feel cool and sweet, just as you said. I did everything you said, but my boss still hasn't asked me to lunch.
Unlike some deodorants, Fresh doesn't guarantee you'll get ahead in business. All Fresh does is keep you fresh.
When you think of it, that's quite a lot.
That's quite a lot, right? So...
what do we got here?
Okay, so here's another one. Is another one that shows how women are the weaker sex, right?
A woman can open it.
And this is for and that was for my buddies over at Alcoa Aluminum.
Sure.
When they started making the aluminum twist tops for bottle tops, and you know, you always have, like, when you were a kid, oh, somebody needs to open the Heinz ketchup thing because it's too tight, I can't get it. Of course, now we got square bottles, right? So we don't have that.
Yeah.
But to me, that's pretty sexist ad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny though. These kind of ads are hilarious to me. Okay, I know so, that they don't fly, but.
Okay, so this is another good one. For a better start in life, start cola earlier.
Oh, boy.
And it shows little Jimmy, looked to be probably about, I don't know, maybe a year old. And his mom's ready to feed him a bunch of Coca-Cola.
How soon is... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
not soon enough. Laboratory tests over the last few years have proven that babies who start drinking soda during that early formative period have a much higher chance of gaining acceptance and fitting in during those awkward preteen years.
Mm.
So do yourself a favor, do your child a favor, start them on a strict regimen of sodas and other sugary carbonated beverages right now for a lifetime of guaranteed happiness.
Oh boy. Now, who do you think's in cahoots with Coca-Cola or whoever made this ad in order to try and promote children drinking soda?
I don't know, because this was back before the country had an obesity problem, right? I think this was right at the beginning of it.
I was going to say that's probably what started it, because I would think that this would be the medical industrial complex, because if you start drinking soda as an infant, you're probably going to have some like diabetes in the future. You're going to be overweight, have a thyroid issue, pancreatic issue. And you know, this is going to make you go to the hospital a lot, right?
Yeah. So we know that the pharmaceutical industrial complex needs customers, right?
Yeah.
But in Coca-Cola's defense, back in the day when they used real sugar, I think it was, I mean, I'm a Coca-Cola guy. I drank Coca-Cola, right? But I don't drink a lot of it, but I maybe drink 3 or 4 a week. But the thing is, now that they're using high fructose corn syrup, while we know that that's really bad, and which comes to the point that I want to make here a little bit later about the food companies and their commercials and how they were designed to basically make you sick. I mean, we're being fed poison now on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
But there was another one. I don't know if it's in this particular reel, but it's one about this worn down housewife, and she's like, oh man. And I'm hungry. I'm just going to have a Coca-Cola because it takes away my appetite and it gives me that boost of energy. Well, if you remember, Coca-Cola had real cocaine in their Coca-Cola. Like, that's not a conspiracy theory. That is a fact. Pemberton, the guy that invented Coca-Cola, well, he used coca leaves before they were processed in the Coca-Cola, hence the name Coca-Cola, because they used the cola nut for the cola pot.
Yeah.
They used coca leaves for the coca pot, right?
Nice.
Now they're saying that as of 1929, there was no longer any cocaine in Coca-Cola.
Okay.
But do we really know that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to know. I mean, maybe this is
do we really know that? So this is what they're saying now.
Yeah.
Well, what they do is they use spent leaves now. Leaves that are after the process is done to actually remain, you know, to take the drug part out of it, to like to take the cocaine out of it.
Yeah.
Then they use the spent leaves, and that's what they use to make Coca-Cola with. But they say, but it could still have trace amounts.
Maybe that's why it's the hugest soda company in the world or the hugest beverage company in the world. Maybe there is an addictive component to it.
Well, I think anything that's high in sugar is going to be addictive anyways, because they say they've done studies that like brain scans that show that sugar intake affects the same exact part of the brain that certain drugs do.
Yeah, anything that you eat. I mean, like if you just eat good food too, like in a positive sense, a lot of that stuff is going to trigger those parts of the brain. It's dopamine, right? A lot of it's dopamine.
Right. Well, a lot of why people like to eat It's just because, you know, they get it in their mind that they want to have something. It's like a McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
Like how many times you get a craving for that? How many times you get a craving for Taco Bell? Right. I mean, think of it. And it's just, and once you eat it, you're like, ah, oh, man, that was a fucking disappointment.
Yeah. It's like you just sucked a dick behind a dumpster.
Yeah. But you know, if you go back to a couple of things about Coca-Cola, right? So Coca-Cola was first designed to be a like an elixir, like a stomach remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And even doctors have said, yeah, if you've got bad indigestion, if you've got, you know, some stomach issues, heartburn or whatever, Coca-Cola will fix it. And that is true. That is actually true. I know that if my stomach's a little wonky and if I drink a Coca-Cola, well, I do feel a little bit better. I don't know what part of the Coca-Cola makes you feel better. But the whole thing with that one lady saying, oh, it takes my appetite away and it gives me a jolt of energy. You know, so I think that's really smart campaigning on that. And not only that, there's rumored that, you know, between Hallmark and Coca-Cola, they basically invented Christmas. You know, they brought Christmas to what it is today.
Sure.
Remember the whole campaign with the polar bears?
Yeah. Well, they still use Santa Claus today.
And Santa Claus. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting with the whole Coca-Cola thing.
Yeah. That's all right, good.
Let's see what else we got here.
All right. Coca-Cola ads.
Here's one.
Oh boy.
Pears transparent soap for improving the complexion. And as the viewers can see, they got this couple of little kids and they got a little black kid in the tub and he's all happy. He's going to get a bath. And then after he washes with this pears transparent soap, he looks in the picture and everywhere where he cleaned, he's actually white now.
Oh man, yeah, the white kid's holding up the mirror to the black kid who's literally doing blackface at that point, right?
Right, right. But I mean, who thought that was okay?
I mean, this looks like it was probably in the this could have been 1800s, honestly. This is very old looking, right?
Probably early 1900s, yeah.
Early 1900s, so
okay,
yeah.
Here's a good one. Here's another one. What were we always told?
What that were took we me always a second told? To see what that was, dude.
The things you don't buy your wife for Christmas. Number one on the list is a fucking vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Do not buy your wife a vacuum cleaner. Don't buy a new dishwasher or a new oven and say, hey, Merry Christmas. Because that is not going to wash, not in today's world. But look at how excited she is. She's laying there. She's got a Christmas dress on and she's got a brand new Hoover with a nice little bow tie on it.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, she'll be happier with a Hoover.
And it looks like she's reading the instruction manual.
Oh, yeah, because she needs to get up and get to fuck cleaning.
Yeah. You know what's so funny, though, man, is like my mom genuinely enjoys like woman stuff. Like I call it woman stuff like that. She has a Dyson and she couldn't be happier to have this Dyson vacuum. Mm-hmm. And like if shit like that breaks, she wants a new one. And they're expensive. I mean, these Dyson vacuums are damn fucking $700 at this point.
So your mom's probably a lot like my wife. My wife was brought up for the house to be spotless.
Yeah, dude. My parents' house is phenomenally clean.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She enjoys it.
Hey, you know, we got four people living in my house, three dogs, three cats, and my house is always mint.
Yeah.
And my wife will always get on my case. Oh, my God, this house is trash. I'm like, on its worst day, it's cleaner than some other people's houses I've been into. You know, my wife says, I don't give a fuck about anybody else's house. I only care about ours.
Well, and it's interesting because, yeah, my dad doesn't care how clean the house is, right? He helps her, obviously. But, yeah, no, she's the real stickler for the house being clean, too. And I think that it's probably something of being a product of that generation. I'm not sure the ages of, you know, where that kind of cuts off. But it's very interesting.
I think it's pride and ownership also.
Yeah, being house proud.
Yeah, what else my mother-in-law's house doesn't even look like anybody lives there.
Yeah, like a little hotel room.
Okay, so here's a funny one. Learn to train your wife in five easy lessons. I used to think this was a joke. Now, I've seen this meme all over Instagram, but it was a real ad. And let's go over the list.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Teach her to fetch your slippers and pipe. Massage your feet. Hey. Serve you ice cold beer and snacks.
Check.
Yep. Have her sit quietly while you browse your favorite television stations.
Check on that one.
respond to nonverbal cues such as the snapping of fingers. If I snap my fingers at my wife, she would fucking probably cut my fingers off.
Yeah, I can't say check on that one.
Okay, another yes, dear. Oh, answer yes, dear, to any and all requests.
I don't like being called dear.
Yeah, no, dear, that's old timey shit.
Maybe daddy.
But answering yes would be something I would love for my wife to say a little bit more often. But it's usually I'm tired. Don't even think about it. Okay. The next one is greet you at the door wearing nothing but cellophane wrap.
Hey, I'm not against that one at all.
Yeah. That one, I mean, my wife definitely wouldn't go for that either, but but I don't mind the sound of that one. That one doesn't sound too bad.
That's funny.
But I mean,
man,
if that is okay. So here's the one I was talking about. We're gonna run the sound.
Your squad is ready for you to lead them through.
This would have been the ultimate toy as a little boy.
Hell yeah! Grenade launchers.
Yep.
That's nice.
Got him on the run.
That's good. Yeah, a nice little gun. Basically what it was like a huge gun with like all kinds of different attachments and shit too.
It looked like a Rambo gun.
It looked like an
M60, had a grenade launcher, had anti-tank missile on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of those now.
And I think so we're just grown up kids, right? Like we still want all that stuff, right?
Don't you wish that you would have kept on all your toys and things like that as a kid?
Oh my God. Yeah. You know what I had when I was a kid that would be worth a fortune today?
What's that?
The little pedal Batmobile.
Oh my God. Metal one?
I think so.
And like it had the two bars that you pedaled. It didn't have pedals, right?
Didn't have pedals. It just had two bars. You move back and forth.
Yeah, those are dope. Yep. Yeah, that would be worth a fortune.
I was big into Batman when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid is when the Batman series first came out.
With Adam West?
Adam West, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's when I really got a hankering for women in tight clothes when Catwoman was around.
Sure.
And Batgirl.
Sure.
Okay, so let's look at this next one. Camel cigarettes, Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Grand gifts for smokers. Okay. Hey, you're probably too young to remember this. Ring, ring. Hello. Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Yes, we do. Well, you better let him out. He's going to suffocate in there.
I never got what it meant, though. I know that it has something to do with the dick. Right?
No, Prince Albert. He's in the can. He can't breathe if he's in the can.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's just old humor. But yeah, no, I've heard that several times, and I thought that it was a dick joke.
Well, maybe it was supposed to be. Let's see what else we got.
Prince Albert with a camel.
Yeah. So again, Santa pushing the cigarettes.
Yeah. And Santa doesn't lie.
Oh, here's a good one. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. They got a picture of a lady with a gun to her head, and it looks like a Luger, which would be a German gun.
Yeah.
Because don't shoot because you've got nothing to wear. Just send 25 cents to Frederick's picture packed catalog. Okay, when I was a kid, if you got your hands on a Fredericks of Hollywood catalog, you got shit to do for a little while.
Really?
Are you familiar with Fredericks of Hollywood?
Are we talking about beating off?
Well, let's just say you had a lot of stuff you could look at and fantasize about.
I got to ask you a question. You know, how do you feel about the pointy boob era like this?
Yeah, the cone boobs.
Yeah.
Like the snow cone boobs.
Yeah.
That was just a fashion thing. That was kind of like a, you know, that was definitely a fashion thing back in the day. They would make bras.
Yeah. I'm going to say I don't mind it.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell all that noise is down in the shop. The haunted
I can't hear anything. You're good.
Okay, cool. But anyways, yeah, so Fragments of Hollywood was very risque stuff.
Okay.
But anyways, but they got a picture of a lady holding a gun to her head.
Oh, I have heard of Fredericks. Yeah. Now that I see the logo. It's crazy what logos do and like all that kind of stuff.
Here's a nice another one. Shows a woman nicely tanned, very nice figure.
Yeah.
In a bright yellow bikini. Notice the crotchal area.
Yeah.
How everything, I'm going to use my pointer. Everything is defined.
Yeah.
But what does the ad say? The first thing I noticed was her big mouth.
And her head's not even in the in the ad.
And they're talking about a pickle jar, like a wide jar.
Is it pickle or is it the malt, the booze?
Good question. Oh, here's another sexist one. Girl size hands needs a girl size pen. Okay. That one's not that big of a deal. Go up to a girl and whisper, "Yo ho ho."
Oh, the Frito Bandito. This was another one. You got to play.
Okay,
this.
So let's do the song.
Bandito song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito.
That's awesome.
Okay, so the Frito Bandito one. That actually was taken off the air because it was supposed to be, racist against Mexican people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we see a lot of that in ads. We see that with Chinese ads. And I think there might be one in this clip.
Well, and why are they taking all these, ethnic people, if we're going to call them that, why are they taking them out of ads instead of like just kind of embracing that culture and like laughing about it as like, not laughing at it, laughing with it kind of thing. Like if you're taking like an Indian woman or a Native American woman off of a Land O'Lakes thing. And you're only allowing white men to be, put on and used as advertising gimmicks, then all that you're talking about is white men, And okay. I think it's very shitty, but yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much gone away now. I was watching Hulu last night. I have my package with Hulu so I can get a lot of other channels in on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Like FX and, CBS and a whole bunch of them. And I was bored last night. I was up late. I wanted to watch something. I really wasn't tired. I mean, I was tired, but I wasn't because I had gone to bed way too early the night before. All the ads were either showing interracial couples, interracial gay couples, men and women, not a single white heterosexual couple, like in the ad anywhere.
Huh.
So again, we know that these streaming services have gone quote unquote woke, whatever that means. But I mean, Hulu was really big on the whole LGBT thing. They've actually got a lot of shows on there about that.
I don't know if you've seen on YouTube too, but Google, I'll see if I can find one of these Google ads, but they're using like drag queens to promote the Google Protecting Password service.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not surprising though.
No, it's not at all. It's just very strange and it's jarring when you're like, watching UFC videos or whatever on YouTube and then you see a drag queen pop up talking about protecting your password.
Well, we all know how YouTube's owned by Google, so they got their own agenda, right?
Sure.
But check this one out. Loaded. Don't take chances with pickups. and that basically means, well, it says loose women, right?
Yeah, hey.
So, but I think this was more loose women were actually spies. See down here where it says VD is not victory, and that was the whole victory push in advertising during World War II.
Huh. VD is not victory. Oh.
It's nice to have a girl around the house.
It's literally, for those listening, it's a tiger rug with a woman's head instead of a tiger's head.
And a dude standing there with his foot on the back of her head. Hopefully most people will be actually watching this because I think it'll be more entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay, again, back to the cellophane. Good things are twice as good in cellophane. Okay, cellophane was the plastic wrap like Saran wrap. It was invented by DuPont. Of course, DuPont's a huge American corporation.
One of the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, too.
One of the original 13 families, correct. So you have... little Johnny and Jimmy, looks like they're twins, and they're sitting in a bag wrapped up with cellophane.
So yeah, what is the point of
like
that?
That's like Johnny's spaceman, because they're safe in there, Ryan.
That's so strange.
They're safe because they're wrapped up in cellophane. Nothing's going to hurt them. Meaning, it's safe to wrap your food in cellophane.
Huh.
All right, what is this one here?
The harder a wife works. Oh, here's one.
So the harder a wife works, the cuter she looks. Gosh, honey, you seem to thrive on cooking, cleaning, and dusting. And I'm all tuckered out by closing time. What's the end? By closing time. So is this mean? Old Jack goes out to the bar after work, stays there till closing time, comes home, expects a warm meal. You know, that shit's not going to happen nowadays. She goes, vitamins, darling. I always get my vitamins.
And it's got a, it's a Kellogg's ad, it looks like. And Kellogg's is a very interesting company, too.
Yeah, it looks like, oh, yeah. Looks like the cereal is called Pep. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
That was even before my time. Huh. So what else we got? Booby trap. Here's another one. Syphilis and gonorrhea. Stay away from the loose women. That looks like Jane Russell. Oh, okay, so here's an advertisement that I thought was interesting. Here's one for Aunt Jemima.
Okay.
Which we know she got canceled.
Right? Yeah, this is no good.
Aunt Jemima Deluxe Buttermilk Mix and this handy shaker. Here's a combination that'll turn out the best pancakes you've ever served. New Aunt Jemima Deluxe Buttermilk Mix has the buttermilk right in it and the directions for shaker pancakes right on the box. You'll pour the smoothest batter ever and bake the roundest, fluffiest pancakes you've ever made.
Okay, so that's really no different than the Aunt Jemima mix you get in a box now, which I got to say, works pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. But, and I like the syrup, too.
Oh, yeah. So we're in New England, so fake syrup here, that's kind of like a no-go.
I like it more, man. I've had the real stuff.
Little G hates real maple syrup. I always got to get the log cabin for her.
That or Miss Butterworth. I like the body shape.
Yeah, so, but look at mom here in the kitchen.
Okay.
She's in the kitchen. She's dressed to the nines. Kind of reminds me of June Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver, who was a nice little Beaver's mom.
Yeah.
Nice looking lady. She was always in a dress with pearls and heels. Didn't matter if it was 7 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night. She was always dressed to the nines, which I think was a subliminal message to women. Hey, you need to look good when your husband gets home. Or you're not going out in public dressed like that. You need to look like June Cleaver. but this is an interesting thing that I want to make a point on when we're talking about food here.
Okay.
So we see a lot of commercials about quicker food, easier food to make, right? And this all started coming out in the 60s. I remember Swanson frozen dinners, Hungry Man dinners, which, you know, this was before microwaves. Which they used to call radar ranges, because it's already telling you it's got radiation in it. Amana was the one that came out with that was called the radar range.
Okay.
I know, because we had
in the 50s, right?
It could have been. I mean, we had ours in like early 70s.
Okay.
But so now they're starting to push all these foods that you can make on the fly. Like, you don't have to work all day cooking a big meal for when the family gets home. Little Jimmy and Sally get home from school. Ward gets home from work, great big huge spread in the kitchen ready for them. And they eat and they go off and they fuck off and do what they want to do while you're stuck cleaning up after them.
Yeah.
So this was the beginning of what I feel was the move to break up the nuclear family.
Really?
Because, to get the women convinced that they needed to go to work. Because when they go to work, they got to pay taxes. If a woman is a homemaker, and when I was in high school, they actually had classes called home economics. And it taught the girls how to do everything, every homemaking thing, cooking, cleaning, checkbook, all that stuff, like how to run the house.
What did the guys do?
They don't have those courses anymore. What's that, Ryan?
What did the guys do when they were, because did you take a home ec class?
No. That was an elective class. There would be a couple of the dainty guys in school that would take home ec. But no, I didn't take home ec. I took auto shop.
Little limp-wristed, light in the loafer type.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, those types were around. Now, a friend of mine in school, his brother was gay. And that was back before I even knew what that meant.
And you were in high school.
What's that?
And you were in high school. That's funny.
Oh, I was in high school. Yeah. Here's another one. She may look clean, but.
Oh, man.
Pickups, good time girls and prostitutes spread syphilis and gonorrhea.
So how do you feel about this? Do you think that this is a bad thing?
Well, this was during World War II, because if you look down bottom, it says you can't beat the Axis if you get VD. So this is basically saying, okay, guys, we just conquered this city, right? We just liberated France. Okay, France, the term French whore comes from.
Yeah.
Don't be going out and spreading, getting anything from these girls and then getting sick, and then you got to be getting shot up with penicillin, and you're going to be taking, you're going to be in sick hall for a while. Yeah, we can't do that. We need every man on the ground. And I think that that's what this was. And not only that, just like in MK Ultra, they used prostitutes to lure people in. So they would use a lot of prostitutes in German occupied countries were actually spies for the Nazis, right? They were Nazi sympathizers, and the Nazis knew that, you know, we can use sex as a weapon too. So that's what they did. And I think maybe they would purposely go out and try to spread as much disease as they could. Because, you know, this stuff wasn't as easily cured back then as it is now. Now you just take a pill, get a shot, you're good to go, right?
Well, what's interesting, too, is like when you're going through these ads, a lot of these are actually created by CIA tied assets. I mean, you have literally CIA taps into journalists all the time. And obviously, this is a different form of journalism, but ad agencies, too, are CIA connected in huge, huge ways. I think Gottlieb, a descendant of Sidney Gottlieb, created a major ad agency, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these ad agencies were run by people from the CIA and the Mossad.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one here. If your husband ever finds out you're not store testing for fresher coffee, you're going to get a spanking.
And it's
my God, if I had just bought Jason Sanborn, I wouldn't be getting my ass whipped right now.
There's some weird coffee commercials out there, man.
Oh, some really interesting coffee commercials. Here's another interesting one. Oh, boy.
This is bad.
You dirty boy. Why don't you wash yourself with, what is that? Vinolia soap. Look at you grungy fucker.
And it's black boy with a white girl telling him this.
Yeah, at the ocean.
A rough one.
Yeah, hey, but and the thing is, too, like the biggest thing is like when they told women to wash in the ocean, God came back and said, oh, great. Now all the fish are going to smell like that. OK, here's another interesting one. Do you still beat your wife? Maybe you should never have stopped. Read why in a rollicking, provocative, yet educational booklet entitled Why You Should Beat Your Wife.
Oh,
written
my
by
God.
An eminent practitioner of this manly art. Send 15 cents in stamps, according to
beating your wife's a manly art.
Yeah, like you got to keep them in line.
They're
but
both
I mean,
smiling.
This was everyday shit back then. Hey, a lot of abuse took place back when I was a kid.
Not in my family.
My mother, if my dad ever lifted a hand to my mom, she always told him, as soon as you go to sleep, I will take a baseball bat to you.
Yeah.
So my dad was cool like that. And of course, you know, me and my two brothers, we told them the same thing. Don't ever touch our mother.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, no, I was going to say, you know, the woman and the man are both smiling in that ad, so it can't be that bad, you know?
Okay, so here's an interesting one, Ryan, that I was saving for you.
Okay, Jell-O.
Remember we were talking about the Chinese, right? So listen to the stereotyping in this ad for Jell-O.
Hello tonight. Back to present. Small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert.
Listen to how
Chinese
he talks.
Mother, bling baby, Jell-O, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jell-O is strawberry, raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape.
Jell-O is not for chopsticks.
Or grape.
Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother, bling baby, great Western invention. Spoon.
Oh man.
Great Western invention, the spoon.
That's so bad.
Okay, so here was another one. Have some fun, beat your wife tonight. But it was all about bowling. I mean, beat your wife bowling. Bowling's a ball at Westlawn, home of the Red Pin.
Not to get too esoteric with this. It kind of looks like the Black Sun, the bowling.
Well,
ball
it does,
with the
doesn't
pins.
It?
Yeah,
and the beams coming off of it.
Yeah.
Right, so that one I thought was interesting because any of the ones that show making women know that they were the lesser, right?
Yeah.
So here's another example right here. And this is an advertisement for Van Heusen, which we know is a men's clothing manufacturer. Show her it's a man's world. The dude's sitting in bed. He's already got a crystal like white shirt on with a tie. His wife brings him a plate of food, his breakfast in bed set up.
Yeah.
She's kind of in her house coat and she's kneeled down beside the bed.
But she's smiling.
She's smiling, but that's sure showing a man's dominance right there.
Jeez. Yeah, breakfast in bed. I'm wondering why he's dressed up even though he's in bed. I guess because it is a Van Heusen commercial.
Maybe it's not really his wife. Maybe. Okay, so here's another one. 14-hour wives of 8-hour men need gold dust washing powder to enable them to get through work as early as their husbands. Gold dust saves time, strength, patience, and money. So this means better have that fucking house clean when I get there.
14-hour
So whatever
wives.
It takes, go find a good shit, get it done. And that's what this, and that's what that, I mean, that's pretty brutal.
These are pretty rough. I mean, most of these are very, driven toward, oh, and this is a nice Hardee's one.
Okay, so here's a, women, don't leave the kitchen. We all know a woman's place is in the home, cooking a man a delicious meal. But if you're still enjoying the bachelor's life and don't have a little miss waiting on you, then come on down to Hardee's for something sloppy and hastily prepared.
They always had the sexual ads.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah. Big time. I was thinking of Arby's, which is known for roast beef, and what do we acquaint roast beef with?
Yeah, okay. Beef curtains.
Not to sound sexist, but... Okay, what's this one here? Okay, here's another one using underage women and Brooke
young.
Shields. Remember when Brooke Shields did the Calvin Klein ads when she was like 13 or 14?
I don't, to be honest.
Brooke Shields was... I remember when she was in Playboy magazine when she was like 13 or 14.
Oh, shit.
They did a whole story. I mean, she wasn't, posing or anything like that. But they're using sex to sell. Like, here's this little girl, which kind of reminds me of JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah.
If she had blonde hair. And they're just using, and it says, loves baby soft because innocence is sexier than you think.
Jesus. That's
okay,
dark.
If that isn't a little on the pedo side, I don't know what that is.
It's more
which
than a little.
Course, which, of course, what is the agenda that they're pushing now, Ryan?
Yeah,
normalizing pedophilia.
Yeah, that one's dark.
Okay, so we're coming up on the end here because I know you got some. Don't worry, darling. You didn't burn the beer. Schlitz.
Hey, Schlitz. Isn't that malt liquor?
No, Schlitz was beer.
Okay.
And Schlitz was awful.
Really?
Okay, here's the Xerox commercial. We kind of already talked about that one.
Xerox.
She's the lady that says she can't take dictation. Okay, so what do we got here? This is no shape for a girl. Okay, so now we're talking to pear-shaped girls. Little up top, big down bottom, which today, everybody's fine with that.
That's a plus. Yeah, that's a good thing today.
Yeah, that's why Warner's makes a concentrate girdle and a little fiber bra. little fibber bra. So, again, a little on the sexist side.
Hey.
Okay, here's another one I think is a cigarette one coming up.
Okay. Nice little cigs. Blowing right in her girl's face. And she'll follow you anywhere.
So this is an advertisement for Tipolet, which is probably what we would call today Tipperellos, like the little cigars.
Sure.
Blowing her face and she'll follow you anywhere. Like, I don't know a single chick that would be into that right now.
Well, it's a double entendre where you come on her face and then she'll follow you everywhere, which is true.
Oh. Okay, so here's another one. Keep up with the house while you keep down your weight. So, honey, you're starting to put a few pounds on. So this is what I want you to do.
Go ahead and clean and eat total cereal.
While you're home all day, fucking off eating bonbons and watching General Hospital. Eat some total. Like, I don't want to see any food gone out of the refrigerator. Eat this total and get up there and do your chores. And I'm thinking maybe after a month or so, maybe you'll start taking some of that weight off. That's what that commercial is saying.
Pretty rough.
I thought that was kind of, yeah, it's fucking bad, dude. Here's another one. Come out of the bone age, darling. Warner's exclusive new Stay Flat replaces pokey bones with circular springlets. And
what
I think this,
that?
This is for a girdle. See the girdle?
Okay.
To give the women the illusion of the skinny waist and the big, nice, nice puffy hips, which I like.
Yeah, I like it too.
And the bra with the pointy boobies.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm taking it that Warner was a undergarment manufacturer. I never heard of him.
Huh.
Okay. So what do we got here? I mean, it shows the guys. A caveman dragging his old lady across the room by her hair.
Yeah, he's got like Spartan shoes on.
We're pushing leotards. Okay, so this was the beginning of the whole what we call the yoga pant craze now.
Yeah, right? And I am crazed about them. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't see anything wrong with it at all.
Me neither.
Especially the TikTok ones. Okay, so what's this one? Wives, look this ad over carefully. Circle the items you want for Christmas. Oh. Show it to your husband. If he does not go to the store immediately, cry a little. Not a lot, just a little. He'll go. He'll go. And what they're showing for pictures.
What are the items, Ron?
They're showing a food processor, a toaster, an old percolator coffee. Looks like a flat electric griddle. Okay, a mixer for making cake and shit. Electric fry pan. A new stove range. Looks like another type of coffee maker. Oh, a can opener, electric can opener. And this thing here appears to be one of the home hair dryers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like when the old blue hairs go to the salon and they get their perms done, they got to sit and this whole big dome goes over their head, dries the old their hair. Blue hairs.
Yeah.
And it does, it says, husbands, look this ad over caringly. Pick out what your wife wants. Go buy it before she starts to cry.
That's so funny, dude.
Like, this is none of this shit is anything that a woman longs to have.
Maybe that hair thing a woman would want.
She would probably like that.
Back then.
Okay, so. I just thought these were funny.
Oh, they're hilarious in a really fucked up way. Gloria Toth. Oh, she's working out.
Okay, this is an ad for a diet pill called AIDS.
Oh boy.
AIDS helped me to lose 18 pounds.
Oh.
Make me nervous.
Question. Why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
Oh my God. This can't, dude, that is not real.
Well, guys, you know what to do. Head over to patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. Same deal with the audio. Everybody over there at the Patreon gets the full version. Video version's available for this one over there at the $5 and up tiers, just because this is somewhat of a visual episode. We described everything that we saw here, but hope to see you over there at the Patreon, guys. And until next time, take care.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.